Hey, now, come on. Stay still, or else it's gonna come out looking really weird. Okay, mister. Seriously? It's like you want me to mess up. I already had to fix the angles of the shadows by your eyes like 3 times in the past 10 minutes because you insist on trying to make me laugh. No, you know that's not my art style. I might smudge and blend on the canvas to get the exact color I want, but at least I try to make it as realistic as I can. Well, even if I should test it out, I don't agree that it should be with your portrait. This painting is like a quarter of my grade. Yes, I know, art is subjective, but my professor wanted us to play to our strengths and push ourselves to complete a bigger piece. Therefore, I will paint in a way where I am comfortable, and the only thing pushing me out of my comfort zone is how big this painting is and the amount of time I have to complete it. Thanks. Now, if you'd kindly turn your head to the left a bit with your eyes forward and your mouth shut, it would be appreciated. Yeah. Call me whatever you want. You know what? Let's take a break for now. We've both been sitting for, 3 hours now? I think we deserve a lunch break. Maybe some coffee? You wanna see it? Even though it's not nearly done? I guess you can, just don't judge it. It takes me 2 whole sessions to just be happy with the foundation and to start finalizing colors for any painting I work on. Ah, watch your step. I dropped one of my brushes, remember? Well, thanks. I'm glad it's living up to your expectations. Oh, sweetheart. Don't go flattering me just yet. For all the trouble you've been causing me all day, you'd be lucky that I don't paint you pink. Touché, you're right. I did say it's for a grade. Questions, Okay, sure. What are they? Well, I guess since you asked nicely, I painted you in emerald because you are one of the most precious beings in the world to me. I made the shadows a bluish green because you are that much more valuable. You know, I cherish you for everything you are and everything that you will ever be. Did you know that emerald represents peace, harmony, and balance? That it has unique powers that, well, they say it can soothe one's soul. These are just the few things that you have brought to my life, ever since I met you. I guess you could say that I did a lot of research before I decided on the subject of my painting. I mean, I had a feeling you would agree to help me out. Don't call you my soulmate for nothing. No, it's nothing. Yeah, I'm sure. You know what, there is something that's been weighing heavily on my mind. Would you mind hearing me out for a bit? Cool. So, we've been friends for a while. A long while, and well, we know pretty much everything about each other. It's almost like we've known each other for our entire lives. You've seen me at my worst and at my best, and in turn, you've given me the pleasure of peering into the pages of your life. I have been given the chance to get closer to you, and Well, I found that I enjoy it every day. Even the days where we barely talk, I know you're thinking about me as well. We both know each other to be incredibly talented individuals, but tell me, don't you find it strange that the only time I can show my full potential in the arts, whether it be through writing or painting, is when it involves you? That the words and paint just seem to flow easier when I think about you and no one else? It's as if my emotions become solidified, tangible even. And, I don't know about you, but for the past couple of months, well, fuck it, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. I love you. I am so deeply and fully in love with you, and you might not feel the same way, but I felt that. So I take it you feel the same way. Well then, I guess I was panicking for nothing. I do not panic easily. Flustered, sure, I'll admit that one at least. You've been wanting to do that for a while? Well, why didn't you? Fair enough. I guess we're just gonna have to make up for lost time then, huh? Hey, since we're on the subject of us, can I tell you an idea I had for a while now? If you would allow me the chance, I would paint myself beside you. Right here, in this painting. However, instead of emerald, I would be painted in the bluest sapphire. Why sapphire? Well, why not? For what better color to bring out the color in your cheeks? I know, I'm sorry, that was pretty cheesy of me, huh? I do it, you know. That's why I left so much space. Call it wishful thinking. I could easily paint you in a bigger chair or let the background fade away. No, you actually let me do it. Well then, I'll get started once we get back. I'm actually dying for a coffee now. But first, let me stay in your arms. Just for a bit more. Thanks. I know we do this a lot, but it feels different, doesn't it? It always felt right, but I guess, since there's no feelings being hidden, it feels better. Darling, do you want to know one more fact about emeralds? They also represent true love.